بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم، وكان الله عليما حكيما. وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار، أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما.
Allah Ta'ala readily accepts the tawbah of those who do wrong in ignorance, then repent to Him soon thereafter. For such people, Allah Ta'ala turns towards them with forgiveness and repentance, and Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and full of wisdom. And of no effect is the tawbah of those who go on doing wrong until when death faces one of them, he says, now have I repented, and nor is the tawbah of those people accepted who die disbelieving. For them have we prepared a painful punishment. Allah Ta'ala has taken upon himself to forgive those who do wrong in ignorance, and thereafter make tawbah soon thereafter. So Allah Ta'ala has taken upon himself to forgive them and to accept their tawbah. What is meant by doing wrong in ignorance is they didn't realize the consequence of the wrong that they were doing. Not that they were totally ignorant, because a person that does a wrong, he knows what I'm doing is wrong. But at the time, precisely when he is doing the wrong, then his intelligence and understanding is blocked. He doesn't see and realize the consequence of the wrong that he is committing. And this is what then prompts him to commit that guna. In the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam also had corrected his brothers in these words, "Hal alimtum ma fa'altum bi Yusuf wa akhihi idh antum jahilun?" Do you know what you had done to Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother when you were jahils? You did not realize. The brothers obviously meant jahils, but this word jahalat is used, ignorance is used, to indicate that the time that you were doing the wrong, you didn't realize the far-reaching consequences. You committed the wrong without reflecting over the consequence. So the Quran Sharif explains this as jahalat, interprets this as jahalat. Like the hadith says, لَا يَزْنِي الزَّانِي حِينَ يَزْنِي وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. When a person fornicates, then he is not a mu'min at the time that he fornicates. What is meant by he is not a mu'min, he is not a believer when he fornicates, doesn't mean that he has come out of Islam. But what it explains, what it means, that he has not been functioning as a Muslim is supposed to be functioning. He is not behaving like how a Muslim is supposed to be behaving. Like when a fridge is not working, then we say that this is not a fridge. We say this is not a freezer, because the freezer has a certain function. When it doesn't function, it doesn't cool, then we say it's not a freezer. Not that it is no longer a freezer, but it is not working like a freezer is expected to work. So similar is the mu'min when he does a wrong, as though he is not doing and is not behaving like a mu'min is supposed to be behaving. And that is why the words, لَا يَزْنِي الزَّانِي حِينَ يَزْنِي وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. So, he does the wrong in ignorance, that is, he doesn't realize the consequence of the wrong that he's doing. But then, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ, very soon thereafter, he turns to Allah Ta'ala in repentance, asks Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. For that iman of his is healthy and strong, and when he commits a wrong and a blunder, then he feels miserable, he feels very much restless at the time that he does the wrong. So when he feels very restless, then immediately, or very soon thereafter, he corrects himself, he rectifies himself. Like, again, a freezer, when a person realizes that this thing is not working, then he doesn't delay the process of correcting the freezer and fixing it up. Because he understands that if he's going to delay this, then this will result in all the edibles that are in the fridge to rot and to decay. So he's very quick in correcting the situation to save whatever he has saved, whatever he has preserved in the freezer. فَوْلَٰيكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, so that iman of his makes him feel very much restless, because his iman is strong and healthy, so he will very soon thereafter ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Overall, Allah Ta'ala will accept his tawbah even if it is before death. Sometimes before death, he postpones the tawbah to sometimes before death, then to Allah Ta'ala will accept his tawbah. But obviously, the tawbah of that person who makes tawbah immediately is of a different level. Allah Ta'ala readily accepts this person's tawbah. And that person's tawbah who postpones the act of tawbah for another period will also be accepted, but he will not receive that level of acceptance. فَوْلَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, and Allah Ta'ala will readily accept these people's tawbah, for Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and full of wisdom. Therefore the hadith says that At-ta'ibu habibullah, the one that makes tawbah and repents, then he is the friend of Allah Ta'ala. At-ta'ibu min al-dham kama la dhanba lahu, and the one that makes tawbah and asks Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, he is like the one that has got no sins. And Allah Ta'ala is so pleased with these asking for repentance and asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, that Allah Ta'ala even commands the recording angels that wipe those wrong deeds from his records. The malaika forget those wrongs, the books and the records of his are wiped off, and they are cleaned from all those wrongs that he had committed. So this is an indication that Allah Ta'ala has answered and accepted his tawbah. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, but of no effect is the tawbah of those people who go on doing wrong, until when death faces one of them, then he says, now have I repented, nor is the tawbah of such people accepted who die disbelieving. So he's kept on postponing the tawbah, and he did not correct himself. Now when it is death, he can see death face to face. Now he wants to ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and ask for repentance, so his tawbah is of no effect. Hadith says that Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah until the man hears, until the gurgling sound of death is heard. Man is about to die and the gurgling sound of death is heard. He begins to see the spectacles of the hereafter. Some things of the hereafter has appeared before him. Malakul Maut has come in person before him. Now he says, Inni tubtul an, that now do I ask for repentance. So Allah Ta'ala says that his repentance is of no effect. But before this time, then whenever he asks for tawbah, Allah Ta'ala is readily going to accept his tawbah. He is on his deathbed. The doctors have given up with him, that there is no possibility of him ever recovering. The cancer has gone in the last stages, the final stages. It is just a matter of time. Even at that time, the person asks for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala would readily accept his tawbah. But when he is about dying, and the gurgling sound of death is heard, and he begins to choke at the time of death, and he begins to see the spectacles of the hereafter, then he asks for tawbah, then that tawbah is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Similarly is the case of the kafir who dies in disbelief. Tawbah has got three steps. When we commit a wrong, then we feel ashamed of the wrong that we are doing. Whether it was ghibat, whether it was illicit relationship, whether it was listening or looking at the wrong things, or talking about things that were incorrect. So first is we feel ashamed and embarrassed of the wrong that we do. Number two is this, that we make a strong resolve that we will never return to that wrong ever after. And number three, if that wrong requires us to rectify it, then we rectify it. You missed out in namaz, then tawbah will wipe out the sin for missing out the namaz. However, we'll have to compensate for this. We missed out a roza, then we'll make tawbah, but we will compensate for that roza that we have missed out. Similarly is the case with zakat. Similarly is the case with the rights of people. If you have hurt them in any way, then we will rectify and correct the situation, try and ask them for an apology, ask them for a maaf, and get ourselves cleared. So this is the procedure. But just making astaghfirullah without any remorse, without feeling ashamed, this is just a routine. So this type of tawbah and this type of istighfar is not appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Poet says, tawbah bar lab, subha bar kaf, dil pur az-zawq guna, maasiyat la khanda mi aid as istighfar ma. That you got the tasbih in your hand, and your lips are saying astaghfirullah, but the heart is full with the joy and the pleasure of sin. You still have the pleasure of sin, you don't feel embarrassed, you don't feel ashamed of the wrong that you are doing. Then shaitan also has a big laugh at your istighfar, because he knows that that tawbah of yours is of no effect. So there must be some type of remorse and some type of embarrassment for the wrong that we have done. But nonetheless, whenever a person is making tawbah, whichever time, whichever place, provided he is conforming with the requirements of tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala will readily accept his tawbah. Therefore they say that e darbare ma darbare na umidi nist, that this divine presence of Allah Ta'ala's is not a presence of despondency, of despair at any given time, provided it's before death. Then you ask Allah Ta'ala's tawbah and you ask his forgiveness, then he will readily accept your tawbah. May Allah give us tawfiq.